fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of November. The prep tip of the day is to get an alternative source of heat for your home, one that does not require the power grid, preferably. That would be a smart thing to do. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff has a website. It's jrnyquist.blog. His 6 books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff began a quest more than 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. Good morning, Jeff.
You're on mute. Good morning, John.
There you are. Well, sir, the midterm elections are over. Did you have any surprises or any delights up in your part of the area?
Well, Whitmer was reelected as governor.
That's unfortunate. Yes.
And we still don't know. We don't know who has won the Senate or the House yet, I don't think.
Well, we'll be patiently waiting to see how that works out. We may have a call here. I don't know if we have a call or not. Do we have Sherry in Kansas? We don't. Okay. Sherry in Kansas is gone. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, if genuine conservative Christian Republicans take control of the House of Representatives, that could be a game changer, couldn't it?
Well, it would put a brake on, the president wants to destroy our energy economy because to save the planet. And so we'd all be in the dark and in the cold, and to wreck the economy. He wants to pull the legs out. He wants to denuclearize us, although he's very slow about it and cautious because he doesn't want anybody seeing him stealing the nuclear cookies out of the cookie jar. He's canceled 2 prospective nuclear weapons and eliminated an existing nuclear weapon, the gravity bomb nuclear weapons. And he's, his support for Ukraine is not what he is portraying. I think you're going to see him, regardless of how the election comes out, you're already seeing the Democrats shifting against Ukraine, which I think is inevitable given their normal, their default position has always been to help Russia and China. at least since in recent years, since the left took over the party. So I think what we're going to see is, just like in Latin America, they're transforming the U.S. They're trying to transform the U.S. into Venezuela. That's what they're trying to do.
And, well, Jeff, I'm going to interrupt you here now.
Yeah.
Not helping Ukraine has a short-term help for China, for Russia, and maybe China a bit. Long-term, however, helping Ukraine hurts the United States military and would help make us more vulnerable by attack by China and Russia, wouldn't it?
How do you figure that?
Well, we're expending weapons that can't be quickly or inexpensively produced, expending those in Ukraine where they can't be here to defend us.
Well, first of all, in order for those, see, the front that we would be fighting, we would be fighting the Chinese with naval weapons, which we're not giving. I mean, the Chinese can't get here and have a war here in North America without beating our Navy. So we're not giving naval weapons to Ukraine, and we're not giving nuclear weapons to Ukraine. We're just giving ground weapons. The main ground war front for the U.S. and its allies is in Europe. And the Ukrainians are, except for the Turks, the Ukrainians have the best army in Europe. The other NATO countries are just totally dilapidated. They cannot defend. Even the Russians can handle those other countries. Ukraine had made itself into a more formidable force. And so if Ukraine is not able to hold, I'm not sure the other European countries can hold. Then you have Russia using this energy weapon against Europe. Europe and NATO may break up and be forced under Russia's control. Just for the sake of economics. Now they're standing up to it because I think Europeans are genuinely shaken by the realization that Russia wants to dominate them. And that has caused countries like Sweden and Finland to want to join NATO, although Turkey's gone back to blocking them. Turkey is playing a game with this. Turkey has the best military in Europe. In NATO, part of Turkey's in Europe, most of it's in Asia, but they've got comparable numbers of armored fighting vehicles to the United States that could be deployed there. But Turkey is playing this game. if Russia is able to win this war in Ukraine and absorb the whole of Ukraine, which is, I believe that is their objective, they're not going to quit till they have the whole thing. And even if they negotiate something now, I think their negotiations are meant only to divide Ukraine from the NATO countries. I think that's the point of the Russian negotiations now. I think that what would happen is and it's very possible that regardless of what happens, Ukraine is going to fall in the spring. If the West, the Western countries and NATO countries tire of supporting Ukraine, and Russia continues this infrastructure attack, I think that's possible that Ukraine will be exhausted by then. We'll see if that's the case. That seems to be their strategy. But if we have, look, it's, studying the communists, you look at the Road to Socialism, that's a program of the Communist Party USA. You get that document out. The Democratic Party is doing everything in there. And, you have a esoteric Leninist regime in Moscow. They're aligned with every communist country in the world, North Korea, China, Nicaragua, Venezuela. There's Russian troops in Venezuela. They've committed to sending troops to Nicaragua. They're helping Cuba. They're receiving artillery shells from North Korea, the Russians are. Look, it's a communist bloc.
Right.
And who has always helped them? The Democrats. The Democrats have been the party that the communists targeted for infiltrating. But they have recruited agents in the Republican Party. And they have, I believe they've been disrupting the Republican side, the agents. It's hard to track exactly how they're doing it.
Right, right.
But they have very indirect You know, the best strategy is a strategy of indirection. It's what you don't see coming. It's never obvious.
I agree. Jeff, we got our first caller here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Oh, there we go. All right. I was talking into blank there. Jeff, I just heard you say that, you know, that Russia could handle the rest of Europe fairly easy. But you've been saying how Russia is struggling to take over Ukraine. So are you saying then that Russia has not applied very much force or intentionality to take over Ukraine? Are you saying they're holding back a lot of their really high-powered good stuff? If they could take over Europe, I mean, Germany is probably 10 times as formidable as Ukraine. I don't understand your statement there.
No. Germany doesn't have a functioning military. You're thinking of the Third Reich. Germany does not have a military that's effective. Germany cannot defend itself. You know, their U-boats haven't been working. Then? Their tank battalions aren't functional. France says it's going to be 2 years before they can handle a peer enemy, the French army. These armies have not, you know, you look at people talk about the problems, you know, in the Russian military. The problems, the logistical and other problems in the Russian military are nothing compared to the problems in the German or French. These militaries, Germany does not have a larger military than Ukraine. They have a tiny military. Go read up on it. Read the order of battle. Read the NATO order of battle. I've read it. I know what it is. That Germany doesn't have. I mean, Germany might be able to come up with a tank battalion or a regiment if an invasion happens, you know, and they'd come up with it maybe 4 or 5 days after the invasion. And it, how long? I mean, that's nothing. That's not even the equivalent of that's not even a brigade.
So who is the most formidable person in NATO then, if it's not the other than the United States?
The countries that have the most armored fighting vehicles are the most ready in NATO are the U.S. and Turkey. Turkey has the largest armed forces, conventional. Yeah, I mean, you can just go look this up online. They are the most ready. They have the most, I would say, conventional military wherewithal. And
I was not aware that the ones of the NATO was so weak, and Turkey is leaning more Russian than anything else, it seems.
Well, Turkey's playing a kind of a funny middle game. They're pursuing their own interests. They're trying to squeeze things out for themselves by using the conflict to get what they want. So they're playing their own game.
Okay, so in reality, pretty much, are you saying that other than the United States, that the whole NATO thing is nothing but a paper tiger then? I mean, literally.
Well, NATO has neglected its defenses. Look, I think it was in 2020, the French looked at their military and said, oh my gosh, remember when President Trump was president? He complained. He says, you're not spending on defense. You're relying completely on us. And the countries that do spend, like Poland, is committed to doubling its military. Of course, the Polish military, they only, you know, as I recall their order of battle, you know, maybe on an invasion, they could put up, I don't know, 15 to 20 brigades. And they want to double that, you know, and it's not... So they're the only. So Poland was the one that was going to bear the brunt of a Russian, you know, Belarus invasion of the Baltic states and Poland. But the other countries, France has more a larger army, except for Turkey. I think France is number three in terms of the number of its land forces. But again, the condition of those forces is quite poor, and they said that it's going to take a period of years. I think they're not going to be ready till 2024, 2025. Now, maybe the Germans now have committed to building up their military. They're putting money into it now. But it takes years, because if you've ever looked at a chart showing the elements of a division, it's a bewildering, you know, there's the medical element, there's the all the different logistics and bridge making and engineering, and there's this all these things that go into a division. It's extremely complex, and if you're missing any of these elements, that unit is not going to work right in combat, right?
Right.
And so it's a lot of work to fix things when you've neglected stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I just wasn't aware, because you read about, at least I have online, I enjoy airplanes and stuff like that, looking at them, and you read about the French aircraft fighters and, you know, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've done it, but Germany makes a fighter too, don't they? I mean, is their Air Force any better than the rest of their equipment?
Germany is NATO has a lot of air units. I mean, that's where NATO excels. NATO has more. Now, the German Air Force is still small. I mean, these countries, Germany, for being the largest economic power in Europe, has a very small military. France has a very significant arms industry. France has exported arms for many decades. France builds a lot of weapons. The Russian tanks have French military electronics on them. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
The Russians are relying on France has exported and sold a lot of stuff. Russia's one of their customers for their military industry. The big arms producers, you know, the U.S., France, Russia, China, and of course, Ukraine has, since the annexation of Crimea and the invasion of Donbass, under the cover of saying it's a revolt, Ukraine is really focused on building up its military and its defense, and it's even a lot of the reforms that the public in Ukraine wanted were they didn't have the money to do some of the reforms, because reforms cost money to change around how things work. They were dedicated to fixing their military, to upgrading old Soviet weapons, and to trying to get countries. I think Britain did a lot of training of Ukrainian military, because the Ukrainian military performed rather poorly in Donbass in the war over the 8 years. And that's why a lot of people were surprised that they did so well. But they were really determined, the Ukrainians, because they did suspect that there could be an overall invasion. And they were worried about it, of course, of being forced back into union with under Moscow. Moscow has this term that they've used since the fall of the Soviet Union. They call it the Near Abroad. And they kind of consider the former Soviet republics to be theirs, you know, that they are... that these aren't really independent countries. And Putin has said that many times, even before this war, that Ukraine is not really a country, right? It's ours, really, and they have to do what we say. And so this is what we're seeing. It's a war of independence. And the question always has been for the West, well, what is our interest in Ukraine? Why should we defend it? In talking to Ukrainians, I would say, you know, your best bet is just to try to be a buffer, you know, try to get what independence you can, because Russia's not going to let you be free. But the Ukrainians wanted it so badly that in 2014, they had that uprising, and it was the Ukrainian people. And a lot of the Soviet structures in Ukraine flipped over to be on the people's side, and the ones that didn't, a lot of them fled to Moscow. We, until the war started, we didn't know, you know, what was going to happen if Russia invaded, if they would just, you know, flip right back and say, oh, well, we got to go with Moscow.
Here's our break.
Now we know.
Hold on, gentlemen. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Good Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicol Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight, the 14th of... Check. Be sure it's postmarked before then. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I refund the difference manually with a bonus. Everybody gets a copy, places an order for an energy cleaner or a mattress pad, gets a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, which was the basis for me being in Prague, Czech Republic in the summer of 2017. Jeff, before we get back to Kyle, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
Oh, there's a PayPal button below every article or video, and people can subscribe using that.
All right.
And they can that helps support the site.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that
okay.
Helps.
Okay, Kyle, you still with us?
Yeah, I sure am.
Absolutely.
I just had a quick question. So, can you hear me?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So, there's just a whole bunch of tiny little countries that are part of NATO, and it seems like, you know, pretty much more useless in a war than anything else. But I was curious how formidable you think Norway and Britain, United Kingdom, would be in something along the lines of a Russian invasion.
Well, Norway is a terribly small country. Its advantage is its terrain is difficult. It has a border with Russia in the far north in the Arctic. So, but the really interesting thing is Finland has mobilized its manhood, has made, you know, for a small country. Now, they fought Russia in two wars during World War II, the Winter War and the Continuation War. And they ended up switching sides and joining the Allies and declaring war on Germany as part of getting out of having been on the wrong side. But they were fighting all the time for their own territory. The Soviet Union committed aggression against Finland, and they remember that. And it is a country of lakes and swamps and forests, and it's a country that is defensible if they mobilize enough men. So they are determined to defend, and Sweden's determined to back them up. Sweden backed them up in World War II. People don't realize that a lot of, even though Sweden was neutral, a lot of Swedes went and fought in the Finnish army in volunteer brigades. So there was a, you know, Scandinavia has this memory, which is within living memory. I mean, my father, who's still alive, you know, he was a teenager during World War II. So this is the within living memory. So they are, you know, and so that is a formidable problem. The Russian military does not have the wherewithal to win a conventional war against NATO, and it looks like they're having trouble in Ukraine. But it's when you pull out nuclear weapons or you have some advanced weapons, the Russians haven't maybe used yet, but it's their nuclear power and it's their, and to answer your earlier questions, Russia's not just using conventional military force to get what they want. They're using gas and oil. They're using the Chinese allies who are doing the supply chain hits on us, for example. They are using they're manipulating or playing games with the Turks. They're playing games with food, withholding fertilizer. Both Belarus and Russia and China have been playing these games all across the board. So there's an economic war. There's also a political war in trying to wear down the will to resist of the countries in Europe. And Putin has talked about this, Vladivostok to Lisbon. Russia dominated Eurasia or dominated Europe. And this is, some Russian officials, even after this war began, have bragged that's what they're aiming at. And it is what they're aiming at. It's what they've always aimed at. Break up NATO, get the U.S. out of Europe, dominate Africa, dominate the Middle East. I think it is within their reach. I mean, they've stumbled badly in Ukraine with their conventional forces. And going to nukes, at this point, it's very difficult for them, unless China is willing to do it. And China, I mean, from what we're being told, and these are sources, I heard this and then it was in the news, and I didn't talk about it, but China is basically not happy with Russia threatening nukes all the time. Now, why? What's the strategic or psychological reason for this? I don't know. The Chinese are, you know, holding their cards very close and threatening Taiwan. But the Chinese strategy in the Far East, just like the Russian, is really emphasized on applying economic pressure on Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and making them break with America. And you may recall the news about Australia years ago. It's been years now that they've told the Australians, you better decide to be on our side and not on America's side. You know, this is the side your bread is buttered on. You know, this kind of thing.
All right. I won't take up any more time, John. Thank
okay.
You.
Kyle, thank you for your call. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Getting new items posted on my humor panel just about every day of the week. It's a lot of fun. If you have a meme or a video that you think's funny, get that to me. And we might just get that up there. I can't make a promise, but we'll certainly make the effort. And, of course, my Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect immediately, going until Monday the 14th at midnight. If you're mailing me a check, be sure it's postmarked before Monday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads and the MicroPlus throws. With a bonus, you get a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, when you place your order. If you call my toll-free order line, don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. But they'll take your order at 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And, Jeff, our next caller is Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Thank you. Hi, thank you very much, John. I really appreciate it, and thank you, Jeff. I've been online since 2017, and I miss your website. I used to really appreciate your articles.
I have a website still.
I know, but I don't. I don't go online anymore. I've been off the Internet since 2017.
Oh.
I repented.
Okay.
I'd gone down the rabbit hole and enough DARPA websites and stuff to figure out I am playing this game. I haven't heard you all talk about, but I haven't heard hardly anybody talk about this. on October 19th, Wednesday, there was the beginning of a three-day series of articles in the Washington Post by Craig Whitlock, you know, the reporter that reported on Afghanistan and wrote the Afghanistan Papers book. Him and Nate Jones did 3 days of articles on our top-level military retirees, you know, think Keith Alexander, you know, Jim Mattis, you know, Charles Ward, you name it, the top ones. They've actually been working for Saudi Arabia and UAE countries. They fought for a year and a half under FOIA requests to get the information, and then they had to go to court because the Pentagon has covered this up. We also have hundreds of veterans that are working for foreign governments. One of the UAE countries actually now has the top military in the world, thanks to us. There are pictures of our top military retirees wearing their uniforms. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's treason. I mean, that's like so bad. I'm the widow of a service-connected disabled veteran. This, to me, is horrible. These people are making six-figure incomes and pulling their retiree money. Have you looked into any of that?
Well, I know there's a lot of – one of the problems in the U.S. military and with American society is, of course, the materialistic motivation of a lot of the people. We've had this problem in weapons procurement and, you know, colonels and generals retiring and being on the boards or vice presidents of companies that are then contracting to the government to make weapons or what have you. This is an old problem, and the idea that they could then sell their services to be military advisors or whatever to other countries naturally would follow. I mean, they might argue, well, what's the harm in us, you know, helping an allied country in the Persian Gulf to be better defended against a possible attack from Iran or something? And on the surface, you know, if those countries are our allies, but the real problem now is you see Saudi Arabia, Xi Jinping is going to Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is going to be joining the BRICS alliance, which is a Russian-Chinese-led alliance. And mainly an economic alliance, at least right now. And so so the problem is this idea that they're going for the money. They're doing what they're doing for money. And they're becoming wealthy, you know, and it's not what is in America's interest. What about American foreign policy? Do these skills, it's just like our technology. All technology is potentially dual use, right? And it's going to China, and all of our businesses are doing this. It goes back to the Clintons and China Gate, you know, and the Cox Committee report. This is an old problem, and it isn't just senior military leaders. It's our corporate, our big companies, our corporate executives, and so on. And it's people sell out. And it's also the other problem in the country generally is you have this resistance to naming other countries as enemies, right? And to say, well, maybe these Arab countries, which maybe have ties to radical Islamist organizations, are not really our allies, right? Maybe China's not really our economic partner. Maybe Russia wasn't really helping us against Al-Qaeda, etc. And there's that that there's a lot of truth in that. And so we shouldn't be letting our skills and our technology go to these people. It needs to be, we need to be more careful, but we're not. You know, everybody's for sale. So you're right to be concerned.
And you brought up Australia. Actually, I think it was in the Friday, because it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and besides the main story, there were other articles that they wrote. Actually, you know, Austria's nuclear submarine program, which they've never built a nuclear submarine. Remember the whole thing with France getting upset because they weren't going to get their diesel sub?
Right.
Well, all of our former top, very top naval officers, including the one guy who has a PhD in physics and nuclear stuff that clearly we paid for, you know, he's probably a four-star, we're their nuclear submarine program. Now, we don't have enough submarines. I mean, we don't have the Navy that we need, though I don't think we're actually going to be fighting a whole lot with the Navy. I think things are coming from space, but I don't know that we're doing so good in that department either. But all of our top people, and then they're on call. They could be recalled any time. They're officers. But to wear another country's uniform and to train their militaries that good and to train them on nuclear stuff, that's scary.
Well, Australia is a close ally of the United States, and they're very afraid of China. So I don't know.
Well, I understand.
And they're also
that.
A very small country, so I don't know that there's something, and they're allied to us. I don't know there's anything wrong with going to a country that is formerly our ally and that we have fought wars together. I mean, Australian combat units have been in from the Pacific War on, have been in a lot of the little wars that we fought. So the Aussies are not, these are people that, you know, and we have, you know, part of our nuclear war fighting infrastructures in Australia. You know, we have positions there. It's really, you know, integral. So I wouldn't, you know, object to having a scientist go over there, help them with, because maybe Australia needs to have its own nuclear weapons to deter a Chinese invasion.
Yeah, and they don't have any nukes. I mean, I think it's
Australia. Not now, they don't. No, but
yeah.
Maybe they need to have them. You know, I mean,
yeah,
Britain
maybe.
Has nukes. Israel has nukes, France has nukes, you know, and India and Pakistan have nukes. There's not that many nuclear powers in North Korea, and of course China and Russia. So maybe maybe people in the Pentagon are saying, well, yeah, maybe that'll take some of the pressure off the U.S. Navy, because we are worried about Australia. And I've talked to U.S. military people. Australia's not ready. They let their, like, you know, Australia used to have a top-notch military. They had the best military per capita in the world. You know, they're for a small country. They had the best military for a small country by some measurements. And that's not true anymore. They let things go. And they're trying to catch up, and it's, you know, and probably this new government in Australia is not helping. But if China wanted to move on Southeast Asia and do what Japan did in 1941, Australia's in trouble.
Yeah, I think I heard you talking about that they would actually, you know, go down the island chains and things like that.
Yeah, they've got, I mean, the Solomon Islands, there's been a kind of civil war there. You remember, we fought the Battle of the Guadalcanal to prevent the Japanese from cutting Australia's lifeline from the United States, because the Japanese were trying to go down that island chain towards New Caledonia and New Guinea to basically get positions from which they could either invade Australia or cut it off. And so we fought those battles. To basically, and the Australians were helping us. They were fighting in New Guinea with us. And of course, the Battle of the Coral Sea was to prevent a Japanese invasion of the Australian-held side of New Guinea. So right now, with the Solomon Islands having the Civil War, the Chinese have gotten positions in there. And Chinese troops could just literally show up in merchant ships and appear there in those islands. I mean, mm-hmm. That is a concern, that they could just take those positions.
And they're brutal. I remember, like, in the Korean War, Koreans would actually try to keep our prisoners, the Americans that were taken prisoner, because they didn't want to turn them over to the Chinese, because the Chinese were so brutal.
Yeah, the Chinese, there's a book called Every War But One about how the Chinese used their brainwashing techniques on American prisoners and what that entailed. I mean, China was not part of the Geneva Convention, like the Soviet Union in World War II, and so they weren't restricted in the way they could treat prisoners. And I don't think I don't know if China has signed on those treaties now, but they would not keep them in a war, by no means.
Well, I thought you'd be interested in that, and also, besides the series, at least the Monday following that, in October, so, you know, I don't know, the 20th, I guess, 20-something, on the Monday on Washington Journal on C-SPAN, Craig Whitlock did do an interview on the series. But other than that, I have heard nothing. And the Pentagon and the State Department have done their best to keep this quiet.
Well, like I said, our biggest problem is people thinking about their own, lining their own pockets rather than thinking about the interest of the country. And sometimes,
wouldn't you like to make that kind of money? Because what, they're drawing three figures in their retirement and they're getting another, I mean, six figures, and then they're getting another six figures plus from other countries? Imagine that kind of money.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not that motivated towards money, so I don't really understand it. I don't understand people that are older, that are retired. Don't you have enough?
Like,
don't you have enough already? They got pensions way bigger than anything I have, and I live comfortably, so I don't understand the demand to have. I don't really understand it. I mean, but of
maybe
course, then I don't.
Prestige and power.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, people love these material things. I mean, look, I have been relatively poor most of my life, and I think of myself as living very well. So, and I think that's one of the great things about capitalism is you don't have to, you know, run after the almighty dollar. You actually have all these books and all this stuff you can get, and you can live comfortably, and you can devote yourself to a life of the mind. But these people, they never seem to get enough, and that's what's really wrong. Is that when your value system is skewed that way, what are they going to do, take it with them when they die?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. There's more to life. I'd rather be
towards the end of their lives, yeah.
And be able to look at myself in the mirror in the morning.
Yeah, no, that is the problem. I mean, you know, some of these people are helping allies, and maybe some of it's okay, but still, it's the motivation's the problem, and this is where the Chinese have got us by the short hairs.
But it's not just Chinese. You know, it's kind of like the book, The Rape of Nanking. I think that's the name of it. I wish I'd never looked at that book. My husband had. And, you know, because
the author,
it's not hard to turn anybody into a killer. You know, I mean, especially with that, with the Chinese, they were raised, you know, the Japanese, they were raised to hate the Chinese. So then it's even easier because your whole life you've been raised that way. But you take anybody and put them through enough training, you can turn them into just nutcase killers. I mean, and you're going to defend yourself anyway, and you think, you know, and you go to a foreign country. That's the thing about sending foreigners elsewhere to fight. It's a lot easier to kill people you don't know that aren't part of your culture.
Well, that's why the big propaganda, anti-American propaganda you see around the world, sponsored by Russia and China. They want to dehumanize us, and this is normal in war. I mean, the countries, you know, you have these names for your enemy, you know, that are not very nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this is, you know, this is normal because, you know, in a war you do have to kill people. The problem is the Russians and Chinese stoking this for years, while outwardly smiling at our politicians. They're telling their people that we're their bad enemy, and that shows a kind of intention to do something to us. And I think they probably already have done some pretty bad things to us. Maybe we don't even know all that they've done.
Yeah. Maybe longer term effects. And the other thing is, and I'm not going to say what it is because it's so gross, because I still have it in my head. But if you read the article, you know, like, we have veterans that are fighting in Libya, you know, and I mean, it's one thing to kill somebody who's in, you know, you look at it as an enemy, or you're a mercenary or whatever it is. It's different to just kill somebody than to torture somebody to death for no reason.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not, you're not trying to get information. You're not trying anything, which doesn't work anyway. But besides that, I mean, just torture somebody is horrible.
Well, these things happen in wars. There are people who have a moral compass and people who don't. And not everybody on our side, and certainly not everybody in a war, has a moral compass. People you could say they get lost in a war. And it can twist. Being involved in violence can twist people. And this is why the murder rate typically goes up after wars in countries, that the men come back, they're used to killing. They will do killing then as civilians. And so this is an actual, you know, statistic we know. You know, you get a war, you get a higher murder rate when the soldiers come back.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I really appreciate you all. I do so much. I'm so grateful when I have the time to listen. So thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And please stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, and we appreciate it. Our last break coming up, we may squeeze one more call in. We don't have any on hold at the moment. Well, Jeff, your work I've been following now for about 18 years or so is so foundational, so important. And I want to encourage everybody to get your books at Amazon.com and read them. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee, no town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this hour has flown by, Jeff, as I typically do. I know you keep your ears to the ground. You have your sources of Mr. Wang, for example, and others who give you updates as necessary, don't you, sir?
Yeah. It's, the news is is slow. And of course, when you're dealing with certain sources, you don't know if they're being fed good or bad information. You have to watch. You have to try to evaluate. When a source has had some spectacularly interesting and good information, you need to pay attention to them.
Absolutely. Well, our visits every week I look forward to. We get some great calls. We get some great information out there. And what's the title of your most recent article, sir?
Esoteric Leninism.
Esoteric Leninism. All right. I'll have to read that one. All your articles are well done. And these articles do eventually become a book, don't they?
Sometimes. Some of them do get into a book. My last book was a compilation of past articles.
Well, it sounds like a good method to get the material you need for your book is to write these well-researched, well-written articles and then go ahead and put them together into a book. That makes a lot of sense to me. What words do you want to leave our folks with? You got about a minute here, Jeff.
Well, I guess everybody's looking at the election. I the thought that I have is that one of the things we need to do is we need to remember that the people that disagree with us in this society, we have to try to discuss and reason with them. We are more and more falling down the rabbit hole of having doctrinaire positions on either side, and nobody thinks. People just, it's almost like rooting for two sports teams. We need to think through issues, and we need to have reasoned arguments, and we need to be careful. And so that means we need to do homework, and we need to think. So I think that's really important, rather than just going to our feelings, because feelings, what's the IQ of an emotion or a feeling? It may not be so smart.
I agree.
So that's my thought.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you being with us. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, tomorrow we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us. We never know where our discussions with Dr. Horowitz is going to go. Tom Berryhill is no longer on special assignment, so he will be with us. And, of course, we'll have Kirk with Simply Pure Water Filters. Water Revolution. And we'll... get through tomorrow. Friday, Tom will be back with us again to discuss the ham radio and emergency survival communications. And I'm not sure which doctor we're going to have. I'll have to look at my calendar, rotating these two doctors. And Ruthie Andrews has been a challenge. It looks like we'll have Ruthie with us this coming Friday. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the large, productive, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please bless, if you can find it in your heart, Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network,
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.